finally for today, you tell a disciplined life, you want to measure one, is by a disciplined family life. Oh boy. Now I know that none of us have control over our children when they get of age. They begin to get up and they begin to get bigger than you. You can't whip them no more because they may wind up whipping you. But when you have those children under your tutelage, talking about a disciplined family life, disciplined family life. What is a disciplined family life? Praise God, are you going to make sure? I tell my kids, when we were growing up, when my kids were with me, can I tell y'all something? They weren't going to stay up all night, look at television and do all that other stuff, and then when Sunday morning come around, start talking about, I don't feel like going to church. I'm going to tell you, we didn't have that problem. Now, when they got older and got from under my tutelage, there's nothing I could do about it. But when they were there with me, I'm talking about having a disciplined family life. Praise God. Today we got too many parents having their children to dictate to them when they going to go to church. I don't feel like. When they are under your tutelage, they don't have no feelings. If they're that sick, take them to the doctor. You're not gonna sit here and eat up all my food, sleep in my bed, my shelter, and all of that. And when we get ready to go to church, talking about what I don't feel like going. Praise God. I felt the same way Joshua felt. Praise God. Y'all know how Joshua felt. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Y'all need to commit that thing to memory, baby. Praise God. Joshua said when he was taking them boys and girls on over to the promised land, Joshua said, now you could serve the Lord, the God that's on the other side of the flood. You can serve them that's over in the lands of the Amorites. And if you'd have given him a little bit more time, he'd have talked about the Hittites, the Hevites, and all the other bites. He said, you can serve them God that was on the other side of the flood. But I'm talking about a guy that had a disciplined mind, disciplined family life. He said, but as for me, see, I can't speak for Deacon Robinson. I can't speak for Deacon Anderson. I can't speak for Deacon Phillips. But he says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Praise God. Now, when they get grown and decide to leave, hopefully there's enough of the Lord that you have put in them that when they come to their sense, because you do know there's going to come a time when they come to their sense. Oh, y'all know where I'm getting ready to go, the prodigal son. That boy thought he thought it had it going on. He said, Daddy, give me my stuff. I'm ready to go. I'm tired of you telling me to come home at 11 o'clock. I can't come home at 11 o'clock because at 11 o'clock, everything starts going. And every time when stuff getting ready to go down, you want me to come home. Give me my stuff and let me go. Praise God. And the father gave him all of his stuff. But guess what happened? He went out, and the Bible says he went out into riotous living. One thing I like about that father, when he had both of them boys, that he put something in them. So when he got out there into that riotous living, things got hard. Things got hard. Famine. Couldn't find him a decent job. Couldn't find no job cutting down trees. Bible said that the only job that he could find was in the hog pen. there's something about being in the hog pen. There is something about being in the hog pen. The Bible says that he came to his sense. Here I am out here in this hog pen. If he wasn't eating slop, brother, it was all over him. He smelt like slop. He said, my father's children and his hired hands are at home eating all kinds of food. Filet mignon. Mustard greens. Cornbread. Caviar. Here I am in this hog pen. Sometimes it takes rock bottom to make us come to our sense. But thank God that boy remembered what his daddy had put on the inside of him. Parents, I'm just trying to tell you, that's why it's so important that you bring them to church now. Because I've gone through it. Can I ask a show of hands in here? Nobody going to be ashamed or wrong. Can I see the show of hands that anybody's got any control over their kids after they get about 18, 19, 20 years old? 20. Let me see the hands of those folks that say they got complete control over them after they get that. Hey, not one, and you better not bring, you put your hand up back there. Because regardless of how well you raised them, regardless of how much you gave them, when they get of a certain age, they're going to take on a mind of their own. But while they are young, praise God that you put enough in them so that when they do get out there and start acting a fool, they'll come to their sense and they'll come back just like that prodigal son. Amen. Jesus was disciplined. Jesus was disciplined. Amen. How disciplined was he? Jesus left the portals of heaven, come down to this earth, walked this earth for 33 and a half years. He was so disciplined, didn't even have a place to be born. Born in a stable. In a hog trough, a cow trough, whatever you want to call it. But he didn't let that stop him. He was disciplined. Every time you saw Jesus, Jesus was going somewhere to worship God. Walked into the synagogue. In Luke, I believe it's around Luke, the fourth chapter, somewhere around 18, 19 verse. Praise God, he walked in there and he said, he picked up the book and he started reading. I think somebody handed him the book. And the spot where it was saying, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. To bruise broken hearts. To bring at liberty those that are captive. Y'all know that scripture. Praise God. So he was disciplined. Every opportunity that he got, he went to church. He went to a synagogue. Every opportunity that he got, if he saw somebody that was in need, he tried to help them. If you don't think he didn't help them, ask blind Bartimaeus. Ask those 10 lepers. 9 of them were so ungrateful they didn't even come back and thank him. So he was disciplined. Disciplined to the point where when he got ready to die, put an old rugged cross upon his back. Led him up a hill called Calvary, where they drove nails through his hand, spiked through his feet, put a crown of thorns. Those folks that have done some reading say there were 72 thorns. Anybody ever seen a thorn bush? Oh my God. Thrust it on his head. Pierced him in his side. But he was disciplined. He'd already say, not my will, but thy will be done. Stay there on that cross until he died. Put him in a borrowed grave. He was still disciplined. Stayed there 3 days and three nights. Still disciplined. Really? On Sunday morning, the Bible says he got up and declared that he has all power in his hand. Still disciplined. This is the third week in 2019. Those who were at the watch night service, I said this year, we're going to put some emphasis on the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm finished. I don't know what time it is, but there might be somebody here today that don't know Jesus Christ. Don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, you haven't even begun to even try to live a disciplined life. You know why? Because you're trying to do it on your own. So if you're here today, and you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, won't you come on, make up your mind today? He will make your life brand new. Oh, and he will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time. See, I like that song. It said, come while you have time, because I talked about discipline time. Time is going to run out. Oh, come unto Jesus while you have the time. Oh, come unto Jesus. Why don't you make up your mind? He will make your life brand new. And one thing he promised, he will take care of you. Why don't you come to Jesus while you have time. Can I sing that one more time?
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second